Welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic Community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Nathan Castle, OP, Pastor and Director of the Catholic Community at Stanford. It is the 14th Sunday of Ordinary Time. The readings are from Cycle A.
Churches do with really elegant lines that as soon as you walk into it sweep you up and inspire. And even in this cupola here, you kind of get a little glimpse of heaven. That whole idea of a lot of houses of worship have been built with that strong axis to lift people up above their troubles and to somehow give them a sense of being connected with God. And a lot, as a priest, a lot of the prayers that I pray and a lot of the gestures that support the liturgy are up. And we sing to God on high, holy, holy, holy. And then we come to the readings today, and they're very different. For those of you that are listening on the podcast, I'm about to descend 7 red steps from the sanctuary down to where everybody else is. In the gospel today, in the first reading today, it really is the reading that's the basis of Palm Sunday, when we're out there in the quad with our palms getting ready to kind of theatrically reenact Jesus' grand entrance into his capital city in the last week of his life. It's taken from Zechariah. Rejoice, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, daughter Jerusalem. Your king comes to you. Think royal wedding. Your king comes to you. So get ready for all kind of pomp and circumstance. Lo, look, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he. Oh, yeah. And look, he's driving a Pinto. He's riding not even a donkey, but a baby donkey. He's riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. So imagine a donkey with barely strong enough to hold Jesus. And every depiction I've ever seen, artist's rendition of what Jesus' body might have looked like, he's on the thin side. Thanks be to God for that donkey. But it's this little bitty animal, maybe braying and maybe not even used to being ridden. It's a parody. He's gonna cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem. And the warrior's bow he's gonna break in half. And he'll command peace to the nations. And his dominion will be from sea to sea and from the rivers to the ends of the earth. So there's your king riding on a baby donkey into the holy city. And then in the gospel today, well, before we even get to the gospel, think Holy Week. Think Thursday of Holy Week, where the church teaches that the Mass is instituted, the Mass of the Lord's Supper on Holy Thursday. They no sooner finish eating and drinking and singing, but then he pulls this shocker, takes off his outer garment, gets a bowl and a pitcher and a towel, and he comes to wipe your feet. So he has to get down on the ground and wipe your feet. Remember? And Peter objects and says, oh, no, I couldn't have you do that. And he says, if you don't let me do this, you'll have no part in me. On that day, if you wanted to experience the presence of God, you didn't look up. You need to look down. We get
get so used to thinking that in order to draw close to God and to be inspired, we need to look up. But the scriptures today say, well, yeah, some of the time, but not always, because I'm everywhere. And as much as I'm above you, I'm also below you. And I want to be beside you. Which is where the gospel does take us today. Because Jesus is praying to his Father, and you can just hear the joy in his heart when he laughs at what his Father has done. It's just so like you, Dad. There's all these learned people and people that have studied your scriptures back and forth, and then you go and give the goods to the infants. You place in the heart of the simplest ones an easy knowledge of you. It's just like you to do that. Then he says, come to me, all you who are weary and find life a burden, all of you that are carrying heavy loads. How many would that be in this room? Okay, I didn't ask for a show of hands. If it isn't you, is it the person next to you? Or is it somebody in your family or your extended family who around you is carrying a heavy burden? Or maybe it's somebody that you don't know because you've been busy and haven't had an opportunity to seek out an opportunity to put your gifts to use, to get down on the ground, to wash feet. Jesus goes on to say, all of you who are burdened and drooping of spirit, take my yoke on your shoulder. He doesn't say, I'll take all your troubles away. What he does say is, could I help you carry that? And then this yoke he talks about, a yoke is one of those, sometimes it's wood and sometimes it's leather. It's something that tethers together animals so you have more horsepower. Instead of you pulling on your own, Jesus and you are strapped together, and whatever you go through, he goes through. This particular reading, did you know, it's the one, there's a little green book that priests are given when we're ordained that we take to the hospital when we anoint people before a surgery or sometimes when they're very ill and near death. This is the reading that gets used. It's Jesus saying, I understand that life gets hard sometimes, and sometimes back-breakingly hard. Don't look for me above you. Then look for me below you, and especially beside you. Now, what if the body of Christ this week did a couple of things? One of them was to just do a little prayer discipline that might take you out of your normal way of thinking about God and your normal way of praying. What if you look down this week instead of up and ask the Lord to reveal his presence to you, below you, and those smaller than you, or younger than you, but possibly wiser. Because it's not automatic that we get wise with age. Sometimes it's out of the mouth of babes. Maybe there's something that you've been meaning to do that would take time and energy that you just haven't found at the right time for. Maybe this is the week. We do get a day off, an extra one this week. Maybe there's somebody that you've been intending to visit in the hospital, or maybe there's somebody that needs something that you've been putting off. If you ask, the Lord will show you that opportunity where you might be the face of Jesus that gets in the harness. It might be you that gives flesh to that Christ that can get in the harness with someone and help them pull. If we do that, I think we'll draw closer to God than we ever could by just singing another Hosanna or looking to the heavens, because we might find that he was right there under our noses all along.
Thank you for listening to the Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic community at Stanford University. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu. Email us at catholic@stanford.edu or call us at 650-725-0080. We invite you to visit our offices at the third floor of Old Union at the Center for Interreligious Community Learning and Experiences, or mail us at The Catholic Community at Stanford, P.O. Box 20301, Stanford, California 94309. For Father Isaiah Mary Molano, OP, till next time, may God bless you.